I'm very proud of this new one. It might be the best of them, but still, album 3 and 4 are really magic in a way because they were made in a swoosh.
Mm-hmm. And this one was more.
A very long swoosh, I would say.
Artistic descriptions are not always the most telling, but when art makes you feel something, that's magic. Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Loni Dear has a knack for creating ethereal sounds, and his sixth and latest album, Hall Music, continues in that vein. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Swedish musician Emil Svenangen has been making music on his own for several years now under the moniker Loni Dear. Holed up in his bedroom, he'd recorded and self-released 4 full-length albums until 2006 when he was signed to indie giant Sub Pop Records. They released his stunning album Loni Noir, which was received to great critical acclaim. Since then, he's been steadily gathering more and more attention and support through his unique blend of folk and pop. His latest album, Hall Music, finds him focusing more intensely on creating sounds through the use of pedals and looping. When he stopped by WFUV's Studio A, he talked to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about where this inspiration came from.
I went on a tour with Andrew Bird.
I love Andrew
Bird. Yeah, he's amazing.
It makes sense because you guys are both into the loop-de-loop.
Yeah, but he was first.
So you picked up some loop-de-loop tricks from him.
Yes. The good thing is I didn't copy-paste the thing he does. I play a lot with my feet while I'm playing the rest of the things, and I'm trying to figure out, and this is just very beta everything, give me a few years and we'll see where this goes, but it's starting to sound nice now. So.
Well, you're very modest. I don't even understand how you remember which parts and, you know, timing to...
Yeah, I don't really know either.
Is it more like, you know, you just sort of get a feel for it rather than I need to press this pedal at this specific time?
I think it's too early. It's still really difficult, and that's why I was nervous before. Uh-huh. Because you feel like a fool carrying all these things around, and then you just sit play your guitar because I don't want to dare use it. So I think something went good now, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad too. No sadness, no disappointment. Tiredness couldn't get through my skin, and I woke up, was crying in my sleep, and the bitterness was sleeping under my skin. And when did you start singing yourself?
Singing was really late.
Oh, really?
It was a magic thing for me because I remember, I think I sang quite a lot when I was a kid, like high falsetto maybe, or if that was my normal voice maybe. And then I didn't sing from maybe 12 to 22. And then I remember I really thought that I wish I could sing. Yeah, but I did, and more like I wasn't allowed to do it, or it would be embarrassing to sing, sort of. I think that was the biggest thing. I mean, for a guy 15 years old, it's pretty embarrassing to sing, I would guess.
Yeah,
I thought it was very personal or intimate.
And you know, the irony of that is that once you do start singing, nothing's cooler than
I know.
A guy who sings.
And that's maybe what I knew, that it would be cool. So I guess I'm a singer now. And the music broke down.
See?
Live music from Loni Dear and the song D Major from his latest album, Hall Music. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Joe Grimaldi, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.